Chuck U. Farley here. Just want to remind you Riff Runners listeners, we have a new email, rumheroes@gmail.com. That's rumheroes@gmail.com. Be a part of the emotion, the feeling, the show, the experience. Write in and tell us how much you love us. Write us and tell us how much you hate us. I might read either or. All right, enjoy the show.
Wipe them out. All of them.
Do it. Yeah. Meta.
Welcome to the Reborn Destiny Show.
You know, this is how we need to do it.
What?
Exactly, Adam. You tell him.
To provide some of this left to call me bastard takes in the air again. It's like, wait for the wipe and then we'll talk about it.
Dimmu is gonna be destroyed and gone.
Okay.
There it is.
I hit the button.
No, you hit the button.
And we're probably talking over music again. Bum 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 bum.
Bum bum.
All right, and this is Riff Runners, brought to you by Rum Heroes. I am your host, Chuck U. Farley, and with me is Johnny's little sister, Susie Walker Red.
Hello.
All right, and this week, also want to mention, we have sponsors. Can you believe it? Sponsors.
I'm very excited.
I am super excited. Our first sponsor wants us to talk about this event that is going to really benefit you, Rift Runner listeners. Rift Runner listeners are really going to benefit from participating in this because you're going to get something just by going there and doing it, an in-game item. And that's with guildlaunch.com. Guildlaunch.com is our new sponsor, and of course, Command Channel, providing us with the finest mumble server I have ever used in my life. CommandChannel.com. I am excited. It's been a while.
Yes, you are excited. I'm excited too, though.
It's super. I'm charged. I'm pumped. I got a lot of hate for switching it to the once a month format. And this one guy wrote on the iTunes review. I told you about this. Shut up about all the love you're getting. You love your guild. You love your guild. Now you're only doing it once a month. Whatever. And he gave me a 1-star review.
He's just a hater.
And right after you said that. Right after you said he's just a hater and he's jealous and I stopped saying this, I played a great song.
Can anybody find me somebody to love?
And that song was Somebody to Love Me by Queen. All right. So here we are. Man, I missed a bunch of stuff with the New World event. And a lot of different changes have been implemented. They're offering that $10 package and, you know, all that stuff. Well, so let's get right into it. What are you doing in Rift right now? Because you are underappreciated. You're a guild leader without very much support. You were in the wind in the trenches.
I'm in the trenches. I'm walking uphill both ways.
In the snow.
So hot.
What was that? What's her name? The Asian comedian. She was so funny. She had this story about her grandfather. And her father...
Margaret Cho!
And she was talking about her grandfather once said... he was listening to this guy complain about how he walked to school both ways in the snow, 10 feet. He's like, you think that rough? I have nuclear bomb fall on me. I loved that story. I was like, yeah, he wins. I dare you, top that. So, yeah, tell me, what is going on? You're in the trenches. What is happening in Rift right now? What are you guys doing?
Well, nothing nuclear, so that's good.
That's good.
Well,
that sounds upset in that story.
Well, they added the attunement stuff now.
Right.
And it's awesome.
That was there when I left, but it wasn't a lot of promotion to go forward, but they changed that. Like, there wasn't a lot, you know, hey, let's raid, we get experience. That was about it. Let's do T2s, I get experience. But you said that it's having a profound effect now because they added a world event.
Yeah, the world event, we can get little chocobos, that's what we call them. They're actually raptor mounts. You run around and get these little eggy things and you grow it up.
All
fun.
They really are cracking up. They really do look like chocobos.
That's what we call them. Let's get our chicken or our chocobo.
Dinosaur rolled up and was like,
if I put these feathers on my back, I can walk into those giant chickens and they won't know I'm there.
And then some dude threw a saddle on him and rode off.
Exactly. So there's that, you know, people like new mounts and things, and actually Lithis was first on our shard to get that mount.
That is awesome. Congratulations to him.
Yeah, and I think after the update, he must have gotten it an hour maybe an hour and a half after the outtake. I'm like, what are you doing, dude? But, yeah, it's spurring a lot of people to be out and about. That, the new event, as well as the attunement stuff. So now when you go out to close a rift, everybody and their mom is out there closing rifts, which is very nice, because before you'll see one or two guys and that's it. But now people are racing to tear so they can open it up first, so they can get all these different drops. And then when an actual event comes through, you can see it announced in the channels. When you close an event, you get these extra little shards that give you about 10K per pop, as well as inscribed source stones. So everybody's just out and about, which is nice.
And they're offering daily quests and everything?
Yeah, there are daily quests, as usual. It mentions the first bard, and there's this creepy, like, voice thingy. Yeah, kind of scary.
Voiceovers.
It's a voiceover, and I was like, please don't sing, because it was the first bard thing is kind of the storyline, of which I don't read. I never read quests. So, yeah, and all I know is this girl's voice came up, and it was creepy.
Was it Mysteriosi? Because, wow.
Speaking of which, she actually, you know, they had this free trial of a free week or something like that, and she's been online. She's great.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. And I've been gone. I've been MIA for a little while, and I missed everybody, so I don't know. Maybe I'm gonna try and catch up with. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to read this snippet of the world event, the description of the scorched earth thing.
Yes.
It's just this first paragraph. It goes like this. The Bloodstorm is being divided since the Age of Dragons, and only their infighting allowed the gods and mortals to survive. Now, allied hordes of fire and earth run rampant across Talera, and Guardian and Defiant spies report that the Wanton... I don't know why I took that weird pause there. Report that the Wanton and Golden Maw have joined forces to ferry mysterious artifacts across the ocean. Second snippet. The sea remains impassable to Talarans, but Acrilios' death has uncovered the enchanted travel stones once used to traverse the world. The ghost of Karen, the first bard, sings to the ascended how to repair these long-lost artifacts. If you cannot reach the wicked ally's new base, everything will vanish beneath the ashes of history. That's intense.
Dun, dun, dun! Yeah, pretty much. Everybody is throwing down some fire and earth rifts and trying to close them, but yes.
I particularly liked, like, the hype man commentary, like, when I was doing that, and you kept jumping in. That was awesome. We should do books on tape.
You know, we should.
That's it.
That's it.
And then he removed his head, and it was a pumpkin! It was a pumpkin!
Oh my god!
So yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like I'm missing out, but wow, that's now I really feel like I'm missing out. Like that seems huge. So I don't know. I'm kind of excited. I'm gonna check it out this week. Well, you know what?
Yes.
Let's talk about the special sponsor thing. Well, what? No, finish. You were gonna say something. What were you gonna say?
I was just going to say that it is really nice to see the population out and about, because there was a really big lull in the game before this last update, and I'm thinking, geez, where is everybody? What is going on? I can't do another T2. But, yeah, it's just nice to be out and about when events happen and seeing so many people online, and now it's just a race. Who can get there first, and if we can get there before the Guardians do, so that's always nice.
That is excellent. That is very, very excellent. All right, well, guildlaunch.com, if people out there don't know, I'm sure Karis knows what this is. But little Susie Walker told me this story about this place where you could have a custom guild website hosting for MMORPGs. Well, that's not entirely true. But it is true that that's what this site does. It has a huge amount of registered users, 2.3 million, I think. And it's where you go, you set up your guild page. I think they let you do it for free in most cases. And then you can get, like, you can pay some money and they won't have advertising. Either way, though, they're a huge, huge site where you can just get a guild page together and help coordinate events and things like that. What they're offering right now is a Rift contest. Now, what it is are you the top Rift fan? Tell us why, and you could win. Now, you don't actually have to compete in that end of it, which is why we were supposed to have a guest. I'm going to put him out there, because I was a little hurt.
I was a little hurt too.
There was, I know. We were supposed to have a guest. Somebody else knew was going to be here. and he stood us up.
I'm sad too.
I know, it hurts. But but he asked if we would talk about it. He's not here. I'm going to go ahead and talk about it. So what it is you can compete, and I'll just read directly off the little snippet they have on the front page, is you could compete and you could win 6 to 12 months of Rift game time. Okay, or you can get you can win an NVIDIA GeForce GTX 570. That's a graphics card for those of you who don't know. You could win that for just voting on which one of these pages you like the most in the competition. And in a way, I'm looking at that, in a way that's almost better. Like,
you can, yeah, right?
Yeah, you could compete and win 6 months of game time, or I could have got you this like Mondo-sized video card for voting.
Go vote.
I know.
I think I'm gonna vote.
Well, let me tell you why I was excited to offer this to everybody out in the Rift Runner community. If you sign up on their website and you participate in the voting, you vote or compete and get in-game item Dwarven Smithy Goggles. I was sold. I was going to put it on the show. I was
goggles.
Really glad they came to us and made us a part of this. I wanted the Rift Runner fans to be able to collect on this item. And that's something else. If you have friends that want to participate, go just send them there. Tell them about the show. Get them to listen. Send them there. Get the Dwarven goggles. They're kind of neat. They look like aviator, really. Like, you know,
yes.
The,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Totally, yeah. Aviator glasses.
That's exactly
the flaps
what like.
And the goggles on there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's neat.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to read this last bit about it, and then we're gonna let it go and move forward. The contest, in a nutshell, I'm reading that directly. It says that. Contest, in a nutshell, how to become the top Rift fan. Okay, 1, log in or create an account. 2, create your top fan entry page. Use this page to explain why you are the top Rift fan. 3, get your friends to vote for you. 4, I don't know why 4 says dot, dot, dot. Maybe it's a writer thing. I don't know. But 5's the important thing. Win prizes. Okay, on the same thing, just want to vote and win prizes. Do the same thing. Just go in, log in or create an account. 2, top vote for your top Rift fan, and you get prizes. So I think it's beautiful. Win-win.
You yeah, simple, simple.
You participate, here's a hat. Here's a hat with goggles. There you go. I mean, you know, I'm really, really digging that. Hey, what do you think about it? You think that's nice when they give away everything, something to everyone that, they give away everything. You guys want some service? I got some peanuts.
Free stuff. Who doesn't like free stuff?
Exactly.
And it's so simple, so why not?
Yeah, and I looked at it, and it's not like, oh, give me your life history. It's very simple. It's not that invasive, and you know what? You can set up a guild page here. I mentioned to you earlier that you know, later in the future, I'm talking about doing a spin-off, you know, for something else. Not going to talk about it too much here, but I might use them because it's very user friendly.
There you go. It's a package deal.
Right.
I've used it before, actually. And it is very simple. You sign up and you have free things that you can do. And, of course, you get more stuff when you pay. But, yeah, there are all kinds of different skins that you can get. So if you don't know anything about coding, you can go in there and make a website, and they have little packages so it can have Rift logos and whatnot on there.
You know, I'm out myself
pretty simple.
On this. I'm out myself
out.
On this.
Do it. Out.
We both know that I am the most incompetent human being when it comes to setting up a website.
What?
You don't play like you don't know. Alright, for those of you that are fans of the show and actually go to the website, the background picture used to be off-center and tiled across there, and it looked retarded. And the way... Anyways, I screwed it all up just trying to add a picture. Susan's in there maybe 2 minutes. And fixed the whole thing. So yeah, I went in and messed with this, the guild launch thing, and it's really easy. I mean, even
yes.
I could do it, and it looked
yes.
good. I was like, damn, this looks sexy. I look talented. I'm gonna show this to my wife. And then she laughed, and she's like, I know you didn't do that. I was like, I did. And she's like, it was point and click, wasn't it? No, maybe. I don't know. It's buttons. I don't know.
She's brilliant. I love her.
All right. Well, let's be honest. I do have another problem with Rift. Not another problem, but the same problem. In the interim of the oncoming wave of games, we've talked about this before, I have been a little nervous about what the state of Rift is going to be. But, you know, they don't seem to mind. And they don't seem too concerned. They're like, you know, we got a lot of stuff on the horizon. And again, I mentioned that I think one of the things might have been the $10 spider mount thing package you can get from them right now. Which, you know, let's be fair. That's way better than other MMOs that sell that kind of stuff, because you didn't just get the mount. You got the mount, a little tchotchke pet, and, you know, something else, some other in-game utility. That's way better than most games give you for a $10 vanity purchase. So I'm kind of happy with that. But we got to discussing what we think would pull this through the wave of oncoming MMOs. Like, for instance, Guild Wars 2 is coming out. And what was another one? There was another one coming out. I mean, I'm skipping the big one. But there was another one coming out. I can't remember what it was called now. But, Diablo 3 is coming out. Yeah. But the big one, the heavy hitter right now, is Star Wars is coming out.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
It ain't the dirty word we don't talk about on here. They get all the advertising they want for free.
Right.
So that's going to be the heavy hitter coming out, and I am concerned because I hit a point in the game, I've talked about it before, where I am now, all I'm doing is raiding, and I've missed a bunch of raiding, because you guys have been raiding without me, because if all I'm doing is raiding, my kids are back in school, and it's just really hard for me, because my kids aren't with me full time, they live between me and my ex-wife, it's hard for me to keep coordinating raids 3 nights a week, and aside from that, I leveled 2 level 50 characters. I don't really want to do anything else than play those 2 characters. And they have kind of run out of things to do. Now, given the new event is going to be fine, but how far can I do that before I'm just repeating myself over and over again and I need something else? We talked about it. Let's go through what did you say? Now, you had some ideas about some things they could bring to the game that you think would make a big difference.
I think they need a number of things, but the big thing for me personally is I would love it if they would bring in more dungeons. I think that in games like this, you have maybe three types of players, and that's a PvP, and then you have the person that loves the quest, and then you have the individual that likes to do dungeons. And I like the quest and dungeon. I'd like to do all 3, actually, but I think dungeons would be phenomenal if they brought it in. And they did recently bring in the Master DD, which I think is a lot of fun. But I think if they can't, or they don't have the time or the funds or whatever it is to get new dungeons, I think they should rehash some of the old content, like the T1s, for example. I don't go into the T1s. There's no reason for me to go in there, because I don't want to burn a mark that goes towards T3 gear just because I'm in a T1. There's no incentive to be in there. So if they're making master dungeons, why don't they make the T1s a master version of the T1s? So then they don't have to reinvent the wheel per se. We're going back to old content, but it's the hard stuff. So I think that would be awesome. And naturally, right, if they had, like, brand new dungeons would be great, too, because new scenery is always great. But, I mean, if they're bringing Master Dungeons, because I hear that they're trying to do Master DSM, and, you know, we've been in there a million times, and yes, it'll be great to have a Master Mode, but I would like to see Master IT or Master King's Breach or something.
You know, I would go one better, too. Now, a lot of people didn't play that to death. A lot of people just didn't keep going through and playing it and playing it and playing it until it was just so burned out for them they never wanted to see those places again, because
exactly,
you got through the T1s, you were right into T2s as soon as you can. If you were in a good guild, a lot of guys got you the minimum and carried you in. So T1s aren't burned out for a lot of people. Let's say you just set them up on a master mode level and didn't change anything these guys do. They would still be terribly complicated to fight. I mean, think about, just as an example, can you imagine doing that King's Breach fight, the last guy in the spike room, on master mode?
Yeah, that'd just be crazy. I don't even know what they would do to make that harder.
You get to a point in that where your T1 gear is so good, don't run this, just stand in this bike. Just make the tank run. If you were in master mode, you fuckers better move.
Exactly.
You're gonna die.
Things hit really, really hard in the master mode.
Absolutely. Another thing I think is kind of overlooked, I mentioned this once to somebody, is I think a lot of people play mages. And when I say that, that the reason I'm focusing on that for a second, even though I play a mage, is it's something I did not know till I started playing my my rogue. Rogues get two sets of gear. That was news to me. Like, what do you mean? There's two sets of gear? And, you know, I thought maybe it was like some mixture of maybe a couple pieces for tanking and mostly DPS stuff. No, there's a DPS set. There's a tank set. In everything, there are these two sets. Mages get tired of running stuff sooner because they get one set of gear.
That's true. I mean, clerics. I'm a cleric. I get three. I have three sets of gear.
Yeah, and they're finished. I love the utility of the mage, and I'm not saying, hey, make some special stuff, but I would have to say this. There are a couple of different play styles that could come down to the explanation of spell crit versus spell power.
I agree.
If those were the two competing sets of gear, that would make mages want to run that more. Just appealing to that subclass of player, do you realize how much more often people would want to run things? Because now there's a generalized need for this guy to get gear. But, I mean, and we talked about this earlier, when I was a mage, I was running T1s long after I didn't need them anymore. After I'd finished needing T2s and I was in raid gear, I was still running T1s. But people immediately stop running them because they don't need the crap out of there.
Exactly.
I got what I need. I'm at my minimum for T2s. That's where I'm going to focus my efforts.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't slow down, nothing. So I think the combination of those two things. Well, you revamping the T1s, I couldn't agree with you more. That is a brilliant idea. You don't even have to add new shit. Just turn it way up. Make the rewards better. The only thing you'll have to add is new equipment.
Right, that and, you know, again, you don't have to redo the whole dungeon, the layout or any of that stuff. You may be able to throw in a few extra mobs, kind of like the Master DD, and that's a lot easier or less time-consuming, I would assume, versus creating a brand new spankin' dungeon, which would be fantastic to have, by the way. But, I mean, at least you have something to go off of. If they're crunched for time, especially with all this big stuff coming up, but they need to add some more content, people really need some options at level 50, because that's the whole point of this game. You get to level 50, and there's this world of things to do, but we've been there a while. There's nothing to do. We need more stuff to do.
Absolutely. So my alternate suggestion to that was, I want to see a paid expansion. And I know that probably made a bunch of people groan and hate me suddenly. But I don't do this for me or you. I do it for me. I could do this podcast and you could all hate me. And that would hurt me a little, but my real fans didn't get upset. They want to hear the rest of my opinion. So I'll move on. Okay, I'd like to see a paid expansion to open up and pay for the development of a whole new continent area. But if you made, say, half of that continent, 50 questing, and then you have, say, add two new dungeons that actually have lead-ins from the quest, and then would give you, and I know a bunch of people are going to cringe and say this is outrageous, but I'm going to go with it. What if you had an epic quest line, like the Saga of the Endless, that went through 50 all over again to reward you with the relic out of this dungeon? People would spend buku amounts of time doing this series of quests, and it would reinvigorate the game because it's something to do. And I offer this as an alternative. I didn't bring it up when we were talking, but what if you could take some alternate paths in this series of questing? Not that would make it shorter, but that you could literally, like, decide you want to go help Jimbo instead of Joe Bob. And you're going to go help Jimbo, and now your series of quests to get to this, you know, goal has now changed. So you don't have to do the same series of quests over, and the rewards along the way are now also different. Not better, not varying in any great way. I mean, let's face it, we know people that want gear in raids and talk about, man, you know, I almost bit on that because I like the way it looked. They wanted to spend DKP they have been saving for Uber items to get junk that looks good. Think about what that means. You could literally be like, I like the way this looks versus that, so I'm going to do the Joe Bob quest line and not do the Jimbo quest line. And I like the stuff from the Jimbo quest line and the Uncle Earl quest line, so I'm going to do the Uncle Earl quest line, and then I'm going to go back and do the Jimbo. It would, look at all the stuff you could open up to do, plus the AA point advancement. All because you had a paid expansion. And it wouldn't even have to be expensive paid expansion. $20 paid expansion.
Yeah, there you go.
How much could I get for $20 out of every person playing Rift right now if they wanted to do this expansion on the continent? That wouldn't be required, but if you wanted to go do it, you could. Think about how much that would reinvigorate the game. I mean, shit, you could open up a PvP area there that would appeal to those people. Because, let's face it, like you said, there are really three kinds of players. Mm-hmm. A lot of people say there are hardcore players, there are PvPers, you know, the hardcore players are the raiders, the PvPers, and the casuals. I don't think so. I think it kind of breaks down like this. There are the PvP guys, which generally that's what I do in the game. I PvP. There are the max levelers, and then there are the lore guys. Now, max levelers split up into a couple subcategories. Lore guys split up into a couple subcategories. But really, when you boil them all down, this is who the playstyles really are. PvP, max levelers, lore guys. Max levelers and lore guys tend to have a big split. Like you, you're a leveler. You're not a lore guy.
I'm not a guy, no.
Yeah, well, yeah, because, yeah. You know.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't Johnny Walker's hermaphrodite. It was Johnny Walker's sister. But no, that's what I was saying. Is there you're a leveler. You're not a lore person. You're not big into what the quest is and what's going on and what's all the magic and mystique. And let's find out what the mystery is.
Not
here.
At all.
Yeah.
No, I get a quest and I go click 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 right through the text.
And you're like, yeah, I know.
Let's look
I
at the map like, and run there.
Be like, God damn it! Can this scroll any faster? Oh man. Do I have to read all of this?
Holy crap, somebody read this for me. What are we doing?
Can we go to RiftZam and just look up where this shit is?
You know, at least I don't do that part.
I do. I will, but I am the lore guy. I do like the lore. I'm really big into what's going on with the storyline. And that's why sometimes I skip quest lines because I don't feel like I care enough about them. And one of them is the Endless Quest, but that was because I foresaw the Green Scales argument when we got to Green Scales and 20 guys needed this item. I didn't want to be in the mix. I was going to be the guy that's like, I don't give a shit. I'm rolling on the orange thing. You guys have fun.
Well, he's farmed now, and we're just, like, trying to give that stuff away.
Right. Now it's like, does anybody...
Now it is.
Come on, man. When do you take... It's like, I need someone to take this giant raisin off the dragon. Just take
Please.
The raisin.
Take the raisin.
So, I mean, that's what it is. But anyways, so it would appeal to all of them, and it would seal this gap that people have now between max leveling and lore. Because max levelers really are just really involved in how much fun it is to play. Lore guys care about how much fun it is to play, but they really want to get involved in the story. And I remember early on there was a lot of complaining because there weren't enough things to emotionally invest you in the game. And I disagreed. Like, I felt like there's a really gripping storyline, not just the newbie area. There's a really gripping storyline. Even if you're not a role player or a lore person, I bet, you know what, I'll use this example. Karis? Why don't the Guardians like us?
Because we use machines. It's all our fault that the Rifts are here.
Did you read a bunch of lore?
No.
You found that out in just stuff you were learning. And, as we were coming up, you and I developed a general distaste for Guardians.
There you go.
And it got to the point where, if we knew people played Guardians, we encouraged them to leave because, let's face it, they're the inferior, faith-based losers. Mm-hmm.
They are losers.
Right. And that's... You know, people said, I don't get emotionally invested enough. I found I didn't really pay that much attention to it, and I was terribly emotionally invested in their storyline. I'm like, fuck you, girl. I'm going to knock that fucking tin ass right off your goddamn head.
That's right. Everybody's like that, especially now with the whole events. And you know how I said there's so many people closing these rifts? Well, there are people that are getting auto PvP, and they're just... waiting next to the rifts so they can kill each other. I mean, we have people on the side just to kill the Guardians that are trying to kill us so we can close the rift. So yes, they just need to die.
I don't remember if you remember me telling you this. I actually felt bad one night because I just generally hate dwarves. I mean, I motherfucking hate dwarves. I am so tired of those little bearded motherfuckers. And the reason is, sometimes those guys are really hard to target by just tapping your mouse on them because they're low, or they hit a wall, they hit a pillar, or some little fucking tchotchke thing gets in the way just as I'm trying to click. I fucking hate dwarves. That being said, I do not have any racial epitaph against. As if I die, they will not place upon my tombstone my deep dislike for short people. Short people listening, I actually am so fascinated by little people. My wife has actually confirmed this to Karis once before. I have trouble speaking because I am just fascinated with the little person.
What do you mean, little person? What does that mean? Little person, literally? Or are you talking about short person?
No, not short. Well, it's hard, kind of hard to explain. Like, I have friends that are short. I have a friend that I've known for, he's like 5 foot. His wife is like 4'10". They don't bother me. But there was this girl who was not a midget. She's like a perfectly proportioned, full-grown adult human being who was about 4 feet tall.
Whoa.
She looked, for lack of a better term, like a little person.
I think that's why they call them little people.
Right, but they were. She wasn't a midget. She didn't have dwarfism. She none of the. She's just a
little
miniature version of a supermodel.
Oh, because she was a hot little person.
She was very attractive. That wasn't what threw me because I'm not big on skinny chicks. Skinny chicks, you know, they break easy. But the real good. And now this is the thought I think sometimes triggered it when the first time I saw a little person who I thought was attractive. I always have the disdaining, well, skinny people break easy. Little tiny skinny people, I have to watch out because if I were to tip over, I don't know if they'd find the body. That's a concern. True story. I went to my brother's bachelor party. He wanted to go to BD's Mongolian. I don't know if you know what that is. But it's like this chain restaurant, and they do Mongolian barbecue. And it's, I don't know, it's kind of a franchise Mongolian barbecue. It's good, and it's expensive to eat there, but we all have a good time there, and there's a bar, probably the reason we have a good time there. We haven't been there in a while. We go in, and the hostess is one of these entirely attractive people that is, like, just barely over 4 feet tall. And I'm supposed to be, you know, getting us a table and doing everything. And I just stood there, and when my brother-in-law came up behind me, he goes, "Are you all right?" And I said, she goes, "Can I get you a table? Are you okay? You are very, very little. Did you know that?" I was like, "I literally block out the sun from you." And she's like, "Do you want me to show you your table?" I was like, "You should walk far, far ahead in case I trip, because I don't want to have to explain to my wife how you got stuck in some sort of crevice on my body." Now, keep in mind, I just told some woman that I told you I thought was attractive that I was afraid a crevice on my person would eat her. It is not embarrassing to me because I continued to the rest of that meal just keep talking to them about, you know, like, where do you think she buys clothes? Do you think she goes? Do you think she goes to the little kid section and buys clothes? Because she is terribly small. She overheard me. She told me she comes over to the table. I am now kind of embarrassed because sometimes when you say things, you don't really intend for people to hear them because you don't want them to be insulted by the fact that you are just fascinated by, I'm such a large person. People that small are not something I'm used to. So she came over. I was very embarrassed when she overheard me. I felt like I had offended her. And she said, "You get the best prices when you shop in the children's section. Because they're the first thing to go on clearance for seasonal items."
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
That's exactly what I said. I didn't say hilarious. I said, "Oh my God, that is brilliant. You yes. are like a genius, tiny little person."
You and little people, that's hilarious.
It is. And I'm.
That
it's
is
because,
weird.
And it's,
that is weird, dude.
I know.
I'm going to call you out on that. That's just really, really strange.
I agree. And it's, and I'll say, I think it has a lot to do with the fact I used to actually be like 6'3". I've always been around 300 pounds, even when I only had, I think, 22% body fat. And that was like at, like, I was lifting weights all the time. When I hurt my back, I literally shrank 3 inches.
Yikes.
And I think that, you know, that sounds like a lot, but I don't really notice it, you know? Like, I didn't, the only thing I ever notice is it's really hard for me to stand straight up now, but that's about it. And I lost 3 inches total off my back. Even laying down, I'm only 6'1" is the furthest I get. You know, because when you lay down, you're supposed to get taller.
Hmm.
I only stretch out to about 6'1" now. So, I think that may be it. I think I've always been so incredibly large that someone just, the complete polar dynamic of me is just fascinating. Like, their lives have to be so much different than mine.
Yes, it has to be.
True story. I actually have a problem. Before I got huge, my shoulders are so wide across that I actually had a problem buying an apartment because the doorways were too narrow.
Jeez.
My shoulders would brush these doorways, so I actually said to the guy, listen, I really like the apartment, I like the layout, but do you have anything with wider portal spaces? Because going through these, I'm going to constantly catch walls. So that's why I hate doors. Every time I shoot at them, I'm constantly shooting walls. So right. I want to bring that full circle for everybody to know that I didn't get off track there.
Okay, just, not at all, no.
I don't hate real people. Fascinated by it. But I fucking hate dwarves and Rift. Bringing it full circle.
Full circle. I'm with you, man.
Hate dwarves. If they had halflings or something, like little tiny people on our team, I'd forgive them.
I don't know. I don't like the little peoples either. As far as the gaming ones, the little halflings and dwarves and gnomes.
I find the concept of gnome warriors hilarious. I don't know why, but every time you see any really tiny person and he's a warrior, just makes me laugh, you know, because you know he literally throws his body at something. It's WWE up in there. So if they had gnomes, they would amuse me on our side, but I'd still hate dwarves on their side.
Yeah. You know, he plays the big guy warrior. If there were gnomes here, he'd totally play gnome. He likes to play the little races.
Yeah. You know what?
Yep.
I would totally play a big guy and run with Muck all the time so we could make jokes like, oh, okay, you ready? Because I'll toss you at him. So, all right. Man, I don't know. I'm sorry. I got off track there. All right. Anything else I want to talk about? I did the one-star review, right? Somebody love.
The what?
I just used that one-star review. I just used that as an excuse to play that again. I just played Somebody Love Me again. I don't know. I can't think of anything else we want to talk about. Guild-wise, you got? Mm-hmm. Are we looking for anything guild-wise?
Guild-wise, we have. Okay, we're in Hammerdell, and we took down Merdantix, and we're working on. I don't even know what she's called. The matron, the big shadowy boss, and she's a big old preggers. That's what they keep calling her. And I'm actually the raid. Healer. We have two cleric raid healers. And I'm actually tanking that thing.
Whoa.
I'm tanking. I'm excited because I have some relic pieces for my tank set, and I love tanking, to be honest. And so I'm tanking that beast. And it's we got her down to 50% on our first time pulling her.
Soul Render Zalas. Is that her?
I don't know.
She said, maybe.
Maybe. Isn't that horrible? I don't know. I just think she's a black shadow and she has a bunch of little babies.
Karis is so talented at web design that I'm looking at her little... she plugged in these great little side things to show our progression on the guild website. So, it's Merdantix slash. Then, the next name is Soul Render Zalas.
No.
So, there's Matron Zamira.
Well, there's no specific order because it's a round area. It's Matron, Matron Zamira is who we're on.
I was just looking for chick names because my next
chick name Matron. Yeah.
My next guest was gonna be Estrude.
Why Estrude? How is that a girl's name?
I don't know. I mean,
tell me.
I always thought Eric Estrada was kind of feminine. That's why the ladies love him.
But no, As far as the guild and what we're looking for, we'd like to have a couple more classes, I'm thinking. Well, DPS classes. We're looking for individuals that have a minimum of 250 hit or focus, depending on what class you are, because we need a couple more people for our progression nights. And our raid nights have changed. It's Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, which is working out great because we farm on Wednesday, kill the relic bosses on... Farming on Wednesday and then kill relic bosses on Thursday, and then we progression on Friday.
Right, which, you know what, I want to talk about that just a little bit. I think that's brilliant that you and Dre did. You have non-progression raids. You have raids that are just, we go through here, we farm this, we kill these guys to help gear out the rest of you. And your only progression right now is Hammer Nail.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that reminds me, yes, we are looking for casuals. We have opened our doors to casual players of any level class. Again, it's one of those things where we can't guarantee that you'll have a raid spot once you're 50, but we're just trying to open the doors and expand the family a little bit and have a good time. So if you're looking for a guild, or if your shard is kind of like the population is low and looking for somewhere to go, we're definitely taking casual players. We have a number of them now.
I have to do it this way, because I saw this, dude, and I was like, I didn't think this was complete enough. Another guild was like, are you looking for a guild? Because we're looking for members. I don't think that's good. I like this.
Are you looking for more laid-back people? So are we! Come on by to Reborn Destiny on the Belmont server. We always have room for the best, most laid-back, friendly, casual players. We've already got a lot of them. Why not join us at Reborn Destiny on the Belmont server?
Now look, see, doesn't that sound smooth?
It's beautiful, thank you.
Yeah, because I was like, are you looking for a guild? What a coincidence, we're looking for members. Oh, wow. Really? I was looking for something to write with. What a coincidence, I walked into a pencil store. Oh my god. I was hungry, I ended up at McDonald's, what a coincidence. So weird, I'm sorry. Just, yes. I was like, it's so close. Just push it a little further. All right. Well, I want to thank our sponsors again. CommandChannel.com, great Mumble servers, and GuildLaunch.com. Go over, check out their contest, sign up, vote. Get your little tchotchke hat, man. Go on.
Tchotchke.
Right. If they're like, who referred you? Be like, Riff Runners, mofo. Mofo is spelled M-O-F-O, for those of you who might not. All right. Well, that... I don't know. I got nothing else. You did?
Oh, I'm good. Oh, I did have a question for science.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Questions for science.
Here's the question for science. So my girlfriend has a new boyfriend, and she's telling me about him, blah, blah, blah. He's so great. And I said, okay, I haven't met him yet, okay? And I said, I have one question for him. So you ask this for me. She's like, okay, what is this question? I said, ask him if he has a zombie plan. And she goes, what? Because she's non-gamer and none of this stuff. She goes, what? And I said, seriously, just ask him if he has a zombie plan. She goes, I don't know. He doesn't really play games or watch a bunch of movies or anything. And I said, it's not a game question or a movie question. It's a man question. So just ask him and tell me what he says. So this is what she's supposed to do, is ask him. It hasn't done it yet. But so my question for science, is that really a game question or a movie question? Or is it truly a man question, if
ask
you know what
me.
I mean?
Ask me the question.
CB, do you have a zombie plan?
Yes, I do.
There you go.
When I ran by my oldest child and my wife, should the apocalypse come? As if, I don't know if you've ever seen the fire drills that they encourage your family to take, but I broke out a map with a red marker, and we had a long talk about meeting places and how to move from one to another without being spotted by the wandering horde. My son said, should I get a gun? I said, no, they run out of bullets. Get yourself a really big, sharp object and swing it hard, boy. And then run.
I do not think it is a... Well, with the advent of so much literature on it now. The Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, the rewrite. Let me think of another good example. World War Z. It's not really movie reference. It's definitely sci-fi. Yeah. I'd go the length of saying it is definitely a sci-fi reference, but saying he's not really into movies, he's not really into... I guarantee you, he's aware of the existence of the mythical zombie and its threat to humanity by not taking it seriously enough.
Well, you know, it's not literally zombies. It could be zombies, but it's just one of those are-you-ready-for-the-apocalypse kind of things. Like, men should always be prepared, the whole Boy Scout thing. So it's the zombie plan, you know. Do you have a zombie plan? Do you have 1, 2, 17, 36?
I'm going to really upset you by saying this, so I apologize in advance.
Oh, no.
I also have a Korean invasion plan. And it's just in case.
Just in case the Koreans decide.
Just in case Kim Jong-il points his nukes at China when he develops them. And says, no, I don't really think you have any. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. And the next thing I know, all the Chinese people are now Korean. And 3 months later, so are all the Americans.
Oh my gosh. That's funny stuff, dude.
That's... I stole that. There's a video game about it. That Homefront video game, the whole game is about if Korea invaded America and how they went about it. But I was so like, oh my god, that could happen. What would I do? I'd have to alter my zombie invasion plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. So yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
If aliens attack, I pretty much have the opinion that, you know, they fly in spaceships. Where the fuck am I gonna hide?
Right.
That's it. All right. Well, I guess that's it then.
That's it.
Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to Susie Walker Red.
You're welcome.
Thank you for coming. I am Chuck U. Farley. This has been Riff Runners. Check us out. I'm going to have the new Rub Heroes, the very first inaugural episode where I'm begging for co-hosts. Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah, but that's going to be up this week at the beginning of next week. And that's it. This has been our show. We are the Defiant.
Fucking MC name. I don't need a goddamn MC name. I got nothing to hide. You got something to say?
George Watsky doesn't need a fucking MC name.
Fucking MC name. I don't need a goddamn MC name. I got nothing to hide. You got something to say?
George Watsky doesn't need a fucking MC name.
What's in a name? Man, flow comes first. I'm never gonna curse. That I get it worst when I roam the earth. It's a ridiculous coincidence that shows my worth. You know, my parents went and chose my MC name at birth. I don't need a